My name is Father Seraphim of the Franciscan Brothers of Peace, and it's my first time at this parish, and it's a very lovely parish. I was a little bit concerned when I left St. Paul about 4 o'clock because the traffic was really busy, and the GPS said I was going to be here, you know, late, so I was a little happy that I kind of cleared up that I could make it. What will Jesus find us doing when he returns? This is something we should all think about, and today's gospel gives us that opportunity. What will Jesus find us doing when he returns? I think it would be nice if he would return tonight. Then maybe we would be ready, and this homily would be a lot shorter. But the bigger picture is that Jesus always wants us to be ready in our hearts for his return at any hour. How can we do this in our life? Well, I think one thing we can do is we can pray for a docile heart. We can pray that the Lord will give us a heart that will always want to show his love to all we meet. It is a high ideal, I know, but we are called to do this. Someone who did this in a very unique and simple way was St. Francis of Assisi, whom you all know well. He is a saint for all people at all times, and especially, I think, more than usual during this time. St. Francis showed us how we can show the love of Jesus to a world that desperately wants to know him, and help prepare their hearts for the coming of Christ. There is a famous prayer that is oftentimes not correctly credited to St. Francis, but it was inspired by St. Francis. I'm sure you all know it. But the first verse starts as, "Lord, make me a channel of your peace." It's a beautiful song. "Lord, make me a channel of your peace." This is a prayer that helps form our hearts to be vehicles of peace for all those we encounter, to spread the peace of Christ to others. This is where it begins. This is where we prepare the way for Jesus in our hearts, cultivating peace in our own hearts and in others. And this is what our community, the Franciscan Brothers of Peace, strive to do in a humble way, as our Father St. Francis taught us. We try to bring that gift of peace of Christ to others. Our community was founded in this archdiocese 37 years ago. And right now they're still pretty small. We have 11 members and 2 friaries. That's what they call it, the building what we live in. Located in St. Paul, one in the midway between Minneapolis and St. Paul, and one on the east side of St. Paul, not too far off of Payne Avenue. And that's where myself and these 3 brothers reside at. And we're involved in a variety of ministries that stretches from this archdiocese and beyond. And I'm here today to ask for your support in whatever way you feel called to do. The fruit of our work begins with our prayer life. It is only through our deep relationship with Jesus in our daily prayer that we are given the strength to do what we do. This prayer cultivates that peace in our heart. I just want to share a few stories of just situations I've been involved in this last 3 weeks, and all the brothers could share their own stories. And here's a few stories. It talks a little bit about the work we do. Last Sunday afternoon, I find myself at Children's Hospital in Minneapolis. I was visiting someone who just underwent a bone marrow transplant. She was a 21-year-old woman, but she was so small that they needed to take her to Children's to do the work. She started having swelling in the brain and coughing up blood. and she lost her speech from some complication in the brain. So I went to visit there to anoint her, and the only way I could communicate with her was holding her hand. And I asked her, I said, squeeze my hand if the answer is yes. Squeeze it once for yes, twice for no. And she understood. And I said, do you know that Jesus loves you very much? A quick squeeze. The second question was, do you know that he's with you during your suffering? A quick squeeze. And then she let me anoint her. I gave her the anointing. And after that, I said, will you offer your prayers and your sufferings up for so many of the people in the world that depend on it? She squeezed again. And I think back on how Christ's peace was cultivated in that moment. Well, I think it was the simple squeeze of the hand to confirm that the love of Jesus was in this woman's heart. And it was radiating out to myself that I was the one being ministered at that moment instead of the other way around. And that's really what a lot of the situations we're involved in. So many times in our work, and the brothers will tell you stories, that we go out into our mission fields ministering about Jesus. But when you touch the human heart, when you come in contact with the human heart, the broken person, you are touched too. My second story is a couple of days later. I receive a phone call. I remember it very fresh in my mind. About 8:30 in the evening from an immigrant family we work with. And the English skills are not that well. But what came across was that their 15-year-old daughter ran away from home. And they didn't know what to do. So the next 3 hours, I'm on the phone with the St. Paul Police Department doing a missing child report, trying to navigate a culture that has a mistrust for police and authority and law enforcement because they were persecuted by them so much in their countries, and then trying to say, well, they're gonna help you. They're going to help do this. And as I'm sitting in that living room with that family, it's quite amazing that I think back on how is Christ's peace in that situation. Well, I saw it in the family that they still trusted that God would bring their daughter home one day, would bring their daughter back, and Christ's peace was cultivated through that prayer, that mutual giving and receiving from the brothers and from the family. And the daughter did return. You know, she was found and she was brought back. These are just a few of the situations that the brothers we devote our life to. Our other ministries are as we run a shelter for international victims of torture, that we have men coming from various countries who are fleeing for some political or religious reasons, who need a place to stay for a while. We also do a lot of work in the pro-life field. One of our brothers here, Brother Didicus, does a lot outside of Planned Parenthood and praying outside there. We're also very involved with pro-life action ministries and in other organizations like that. A few of our brothers are involved in the VA Medical Center ministry. Brother John Marius, who's here, who does a lot of work with veterans, and he'd be happy to talk with you after Mass about his work. So many works that we do, but it's not about us. And you guys do the same thing, I know. We all have our ministries and all our callings, and this parish does many things too. So when I'm here, the first thing I would ask is first just pray. You know, we have a world, we have a very interesting world today. From my perspective, I see the United States as the new mission territory. It's the new mission territory. Or we actually have missionaries coming here from other countries to help us. So it's a great opportunity for all of us to really kind of rebuild the Catholicism within America. And in very simple ways, to bring God's love and peace to others. So that's the first thing I ask, that you just pray. And if that's all you can do, that's perfectly fine with me, you know. But if God puts it on your heart to make a financial contribution, Mike and some of the other ushers said there will be a collection outside after. And finally, just thank you for having the brothers here today. And I love your parish. It was a great environment. And I will be here at the 7:30 morning mass tomorrow if you want to come back again.